It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we turn now to Brazil, where indigenous tribes are again clashing with business interests who want their land for development. Many of those tribes live on reserved land in the Amazon. Earlier this year, Brazilian President Michel Temer issued a decree to open up a large portion of that land for mining, but last month, a judge blocked that decree. Now, indigenous tribes have been thrust back into the public eye in Brazil. The government is investigating an alleged massacre of about 10 members of an uncontacted tribe after a group of miners were overheard bragging about the killings in a bar. Sarah Shanker is a senior campaigner with Survival International, the global movement for tribal people's rights. She was in Brazil monitoring indigenous groups this summer.
We can't confirm any details until the investigation is complete, but the most worrying thing is that such an attack is highly feasible. When uncontacted tribes' land is not protected, as is this case, invaders flood in, whether it be gold miners, ranchers or loggers, or other invaders trying to make quick profit by stealing indigenous people's land. And under the current administration of President Temer, this is being encouraged because there are countless anti-indigenous politicians of the rural lobby group who are pushing forward a series of plans and proposals to open up indigenous territories in the Amazon for mining and for large-scale so-called development projects or hydroelectric dams, military base camps, roads and other destructive projects which could wipe out uncontacted tribes who are the most vulnerable peoples on the planet.
How large is the uncontacted indigenous population in the Amazon in Brazil?
Well, there are more than 100 uncontacted tribes in the Brazilian Amazon. We don't know exactly how many people they are, given that they're uncontacted, so we have very little information about them. The Brazilian Constitution says that their territories need to be protected for their exclusive use. That's the only way they'll survive. Without their land, they face catastrophe, which is why Survival International is campaigning for their lands to be protected so that they can determine their own futures. They can decide how they want to live, whether or not they want to make contact with an indigenous society. And in most cases, we see that they don't want to. And also, it's a question of morality. Not only is it good for them to be able to live in the way that they choose, but it's also a question for all of us, really, because these people are protecting some of the last remaining patches of Amazon rainforest. So, of course, this is quite a hot topic in our fight against climate change as well.
We've heard in the past about violence against indigenous people in the Amazon when miners or farmers or loggers want land. How common are violent confrontations where it seems like freelance miners or people acting on their own just storm into a territory like this?
Well, the current administration, President Temer of Brazil, has very strong links to the anti-indigenous politicians of the rural lobby group who are very keen on the expansion of agribusiness at whatever cost. They don't mind if that means that uncontacted tribes lose their land and therefore lose their lives, or rather are killed. And another point really is the slashing of funding to the uncontacted Indians unit of the Indigenous Affairs Department of the government. These are teams that are supposed to be protecting uncontacted tribes' land, but their funding has been slashed drastically in recent months, so much so that some of the teams have had to abandon their base camps and others are operating at extremely minimal levels. And I saw that firsthand in Brazil just now. And what that means is that the lands are much more open to invasions and uncontacted tribes, therefore, at a much greater risk of violence, of disease. And that does mean the possible extinction and genocide of whole uncontacted tribes.
Sarah Shanker, senior campaigner with Survival International, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.